Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the wind energy provider Ørsted, and we'll be looking at what small businesses want in the budget and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. Patrick Byrne in the Wexford People reports that just over a year after it arrived in Rosslare Europort, the ferry operator Stena Line have announced that they are to withdraw the Stena Vision from its Rosslare to Cherbourg route from the end of October. The decision has been regarded as a blow to the port and to Wexford's tourism offering, as the state-of-the-art ship provided a wonderful option for holidaymakers travelling to and from France. Stena Line has confirmed that they will continue to operate a three-day week service for freight and passenger travel on board the Stena Horizon, and that they will deploy additional support vessels to the route during periods of peak demand from freight and travel customers. Ian Curran in the Irish Times reports that concerns about their financial well-being and the strain of the cost of living crisis are weighing heavily on Irish workers in the weeks before the budget. A new survey has found, with many employees unconvinced their employers are doing enough to relieve the burden. The poll of more than 1,000 employees in the Republic reveals a large cohort, 41%, of respondents who said that their employer did not adequately compensate them for inflation last year. And the research was conducted by Ivox on behalf of the payroll and HR technology company SD Works. And Reuters reports that Samsung Electronics, the world's top maker of smartphones, TVs and memory chips, is cutting up to 30% of its overseas staff at some divisions. The South Korea-based Samsung has instructed its subsidiaries worldwide to reduce sales and marketing staff by around 15% and the administrative staff by up to 30%, two sources told Reuters. The plan will be implemented by the end of this year and would impact jobs across the Americas, Europe, Asia and Africa, one person said. Six other people familiar with the matter also confirmed that Samsung's planned global headcount reduction, and it is not clear how many people would be let go and which countries the business units would be most.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.